worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to A Freak Accident.
Let's go!
Episode number 60. Ooh, yeah, it's a round number. If episodes were minutes, we'd be 1 hour into this show.
We'd be 60 minutes.
Show.
My favorite theme song.
Yes.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's great.
Welcome to A Freak Accident. I am the host, unfortunately. My name is Crisco, and I am joined by Lazy E.
I almost died this week. Yep. Yep, that happened.
You didn't, though.
No, but it came
That's
close.
Way less exciting than if you did.
Well, then like, wouldn't be saying anything.
How would you be here if you died? Think about how exciting that
true,
would be.
True. I'll tell you the story in a little bit.
Mickey, don't give me that look. You know you like being here, and the listener loves having her here. Mickey, the third wheel, the girl. Mickey, Mickey, say hi. Make a noise.
You're making my head hurt today.
Yeah, well, it's either that or the lack of nicotine in your blood.
Well, yeah, it could be that, too.
She's trying to quit smoking for how many attempts is this now?
I quit for 2 years. And then the last 6 months I was smoking.
No, you didn't. You took a break for 2 years.
Sure,
you took
whatever.
A hiatus.
I took a hiatus from
yes,
smoking.
And then you came
and
back.
I went back to it.
Yeah. Because yeah. Quitting implies permanency.
Well, yeah, it was a permanent 2 years. And then.
Right. Right.
You know, one time I saw.
Semantics.
I saw a guy. He had the patch on.
I thought that was going to be your whole story.
No.
You know, this one time.
Guy.
This one time I saw a guy.
Done.
Whew. Man.
No, he had the nicotine patch, he was chewing the gum, and he was smoking a cigarette. I'm like, wow, you want to get the most out of everything, don't you?
I want to die faster. That's what this is.
That's the guy who loves life to the fullest.
Yeah. He loves it so full, he wants it to end as soon as possible.
Go out like a speed racer.
Baby,
right there.
You're a firework. Mickey, she makes this face every time.
The singing, it's got to stop.
Like, she does like this slow blink. Her eyes kind of cross and get large at the same time.
It's true.
You're a cartoon sometimes. It's great. You're like straight out of Looney Tunes.
Joy.
She didn't like when we were singing Tupac earlier.
Yeah, no, we were doing that off mic.
And flat. So
what?
Flat.
Let's do a piece.
Don't do it.
I am definitely much not... No.
Come on. We got to do a piece of it.
Okay. In the city of LA.
Oh, right? We screwed up.
In the city of Compton.
Now let me tell you everybody about the Wild Wild West.
Totally,
that's when
totally
every
blown.
White
totally.
Guy ends
See,
it.
See, look, that's what happens when you put pressure on us. You put us on a stage and we ruin it.
Yeah.
Ruin everything.
Yep.
And here's the show.
Didn't you say you almost died, E?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. AfreakAccident.com. Look us up there. Email us freaks at AfreakAccident.com. Now go.
It was so abrupt.
I didn't say that thing before.
Yeah,
I know, that didn't
hey,
come
Italian.
Off like really, really Italian stereotype there. But yeah, welcome to A Freak Accident. Okay, so dying, almost, but not.
All right. Do tell.
Yeah.
It started like 2 weeks ago. My car...
This was a long gone.
This is a long, long tell.
You were in a car accident that lasted 2 weeks.
No. It was 2 weeks ago. My car, like, all of a sudden.
Carbon monoxide. Got it. Yeah.
All the lights went on. Like, on the dash. Like a Christmas tree.
Oh, boy.
And it went. Like, it started out with one. It went bing, bing. And it just said, tire pressure's low. And that could be just the weather getting cold or whatever.
Yeah.
So, then the next one goes, ding. Okay, brake fluid. All right, seems fine. Ding! Okay, here's the VSA system. Ding! And I'm like, oh my God!
Wow. You know, when all those lights are lit up at the same time, it spells out, you are screwed.
Yeah. It just basically goes, sorry,
yeah.
Can't do anything else.
Get a new car. Okay.
All right, so I bring it to one of the big box stores. The big box repair shops, just to give it a diagnostic. The guy checks it out, and he goes, you know, besides the tire pressure, which we added some in, we did it for free, There's nothing wrong with the car. It just is the electronics in it that are causing all the lights to just bing off.
Oh, okay.
And he goes, you have to bring it back to the dealership for that. I'm like, okay.
In Texas.
But then they went off. And I'm like, okay, well, they went off. It happens again. Mm. Like a couple days later, I'm like, all right. I bring it back to this place. And I go, can you check it again, that diagnostic thing? And they say, nope, you got to bring it back to a dealership, like a Honda dealership. So I, yesterday, I'm driving to work, and I have all the plans to go to this dealership. I already have an appointment and everything. And I go to press my brakes, and they go all the way down. And I'm like, oh, God. Like, I mean, it barely stopped. So I'm like, this is something big. I bring it to the dealership. They check it out and everything. He goes, hey,
That's always good. That's always good when they come out like a surgeon, like covered in blood, like, you know, after your family member's been
all
in
that
a terrible
oils on them.
Yeah,
just like,
yeah, they've been in a terrible accident, and like the surgeon comes out. Thing is,
he was able to pull
the insides were on the outside, and they're not supposed to be.
He was able to pull the rotors and the brakes out with his hand.
Oh,
I said to him, I go, This wasn't like something that happened the last couple of days. He goes, no. And I go, so I should be pretty mad about this place. And he goes, probably not going to get anything out of them. I go, I know. $1,300.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds about right. So it was probably like the entire brake manifold that needed to be replaced, right?
Both sides.
Yeah.
The system.
All the brake systems, all the rotors, like all that had to get swapped out,
yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. Everything. Just everything was gone. That was, but because of that place, almost just kept going down the road.
Yeah.
Could have died.
That would have been exciting, though.
I mean, for myself, for a brief moment.
You need to Skype me in that moment. Hey, it's a freak accident live from Lazy E's demise. Here we go.
And it would have been like a James Bond death. You know how they all die and they just go, ah! And then they blow up James Bond.
Man, that was a GoldenEye reference on N64.
Ah!
Buckle up, kids.
That's how they all die.
What do we even need the sound effects machine for?
Why would you do that?
Why do we need it? Because we have him to just make noises and things.
Okay. I know. We've discussed this before.
Make the yell again after I kill you.
Ah!
What the fuck?
So that's it. I'm dead.
Dude, birds.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice.
Hey, you know what will never die, though? Black history.
Jeez. Got really close with that one. But yeah, you're right. It's Black History Month, the last week.
The last week for this show to celebrate Black History Month. That is, we do it every year in a very unique way, because there's always this talk about how there aren't enough black people in entertainment, in comic books, in TV, whatever the case might be. We like to point out, though, there are awesome black characters out there who've always been black. You just got to know where to look for them.
And you shouldn't shame them by saying they don't exist, because that demeans their popularity, their worth.
Glorify them for how awesome they are instead. And that's why we bring you, on a freak accident, a little segment we call Historically Black.
February is the month we all celebrate Black History Month, and we're not one to ignore this. We want to celebrate those characters who were and always will be African American. That's why Freak Accident proudly presents you with Historically Black. Prince Akeem Chofer. Son of King Chaofe and Queen Eolion, Akeem's life was pretty much set in the country of Zamunda, with all the riches and spoils you could imagine, except for love. You see, his arranged marriage to Imani Azay was not what he wanted in life, even though she was trained to obey his every command. And I think all us married guys would die for a wife like that. Not nagging us every second, making us do errands when the game is on, and doing mindless I digress. Prince Akeem decided to go against tradition and come to America to find that special person. And when he did, he entered the copywritten infringed burger place known as McDowell's. Lisa, the heir to the burger throne, was the perfect mate, combining looks and intelligence. It was a match that outdid those double patties smothered in a secret sauce. But of course, like the Big Mac Dowell's, it caused a stomach ache for the parents. But after much convincing and showing that true love prevails, Prince Akeem was surprised at the altar by the one and only Lisa. You risked it all in the name of love and showed that the American dream is more than just money. That's why you, Prince Akeem Chofer, are historically black.
We salute you, sir. Well done.
Just amazing.
Well done.
Amazing.
That's a great movie.
Coming to America is amazing.
See, McDonald's has the golden arches. We have the golden arcs. We both have two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and onions, but they have a sesame seed bun. Our buns do not have seeds.
That's when Eddie Murphy was good.
Yeah. Yeah, what? Geez, man, when's the last time he did a movie, period?
That was good?
And when was it good?
Shrek, when he only had his voice in it. The
oh,
donkey.
Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty good as donkey.
But again, he wasn't in it.
Well, technically he was. His spirit was in it.
His voice.
So do you think, like, would donkey qualify for historically black then? I don't know.
He's gray.
It's historically black, not gray, okay?
That's next month. Historically gray.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's more like January. It's like, because everything's gray and dull and colorless outside, and there's no happiness and
there
no warmth. And
put that in the notes.
You are so depressing sometimes.
Yeah. I know. Welcome to my mind.
I remember when my dad would always say, because he hated the winter, he would always go, you know, everybody in the fall, like, oh, the pretty colors. He goes, that's the trees suffocating.
Yeah.
They're losing oxygen.
He's right. He's absolutely right.
No, he was.
I say that every year. I'm like, oh, fall smells so nice. Yeah, it smells like things dying because that's what everything's doing. It's dying and going to sleep.
It's
for
awful.
Like months and months and months at a time.
Yeah, there's nothing good that comes out of that.
But I'm left here to stare into the cold void.
Okay, now you brought it to a different level. Just
enjoy Arby's.
What?
You want to know what's on? Some people out there on the internet will get that reference.
Okay, sure.
Just because you just exist in Mickey Bubble doesn't necessarily mean everybody else is as clueless as you are.
Hashtag Mickey Bubble. Get a trending.
That's right. Hashtag Mickey Bubble. On the show today, historically black. Hey, look at that. We did it already.
Done. Check it
Lazy
off.
Lazy E almost dies. Done.
Check.
Out of the way. Check it off. And we got a news update.
Oh, give me something. Give me a little tease.
I'm not the only person you have to see naked anymore.
Ooh. Well, that's disappointing.
Again. 8 of the most common arguments you have with your girlfriend and how to avoid them. Guys, get those notebooks handy. This is huge. Get those notebooks handy. All right, we're going to teach you a thing or two.
Don't ever say a freak accent didn't help you out. This is going
to
be big.
That's right. A way to optimize your Shamrock Shake experience. It's those damn things are back.
Oh, I love them.
At McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They, what would they have? They have the clover shake at McDonald's.
The five-leaf clover.
There you go. We've got a smart doll that could be spying on your kids.
Ooh.
And that's going to segue into 13 of the most dangerous toys ever. It's all on the way on this episode of A Freak Accident, coming at you from your doll's eyes.
What?
If you need to listen to A Freak Accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
News update.
When there's too much news for us to talk about in long form, we smash it all together into one segment we call a news update. You ready to kick this off?
Smash!
Get into it!
Remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power.
Ooh, yeah.
The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see
Monty Python.
Are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour.
I don't think people came for the song.
Well, they're getting it. They're getting
we're
the song.
Enjoying it.
Yeah, I love this. And I love science, and especially astronomy, because space is cool as crap. Right?
It is.
Space!
Whoa!
It's awesome.
Hey.
I love space. So space has decided to reward us with a neat little discovery. In fact, just today, astronomers from NASA announced that at least 7 Earth-sized planets have been discovered orbiting the same star only 40 light years away.
I saw, because I was waiting diligently. It was like 1 o'clock today that it came out. And the thing that blows my mind is that each have the capacity to hold water.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're because of their size, their mass, they are able to support. They're Earth-like. They're similar in size. They're similar in structure. So they assume that it's possible for it to have liquid water on it. Assume that they have atmospheres. Because from a distance away, you could say the same thing about Mars and Venus.
Yeah.
You know, and Venus is hell, and Mars is like a dead planet. So it's like, you know, there's really no telling. But it's still cool that there's 7 of them, like, that happen to be nestled in that nice little habitable zone around the star.
7 more chances for creatures to hate us.
I was going to say, that, 7 more worlds to destroy with pollution and irresponsibility.
My question is how is Trump going to build a wall around all that?
Good luck building the space wall, you dope.
Oh, my God.
No immigrants from, what is it, Trappist 1. You stay away.
Yeah, not your Trappanese.
Trap me outside. How about that?
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, I did it. I went there.
Oh,
eat it, Mickey. Eat
no.
it. You can rub your face all you want. You're here. You're here, and you're a part of this.
I'm really regretting it.
Your name is on this forever. Embrace it.
What's next?
Jeez.
The killdozer run down the zoning board.
Dude, that's exactly what happened.
Didn't take long for someone to make a song about that.
Did they actually make it about this situation?
I would imagine.
This is awesome. Marvin John Heemeyer.
Heemeyer.
Basically, an American welder and an automobile muffler repair shop owner. In other words, murderer's future, Mickey. Most known for his rampage with a modified bulldozer. Outraged over the outcome of a zoning dispute, he armored a Komatsu D355A bulldozer with layers of steel and concrete. It turned it into a homemade tank and used it to demolish the town hall, the former mayor's house, and other buildings in the town of Granby, Colorado. The rampage ended when the bulldozer got stuck in the basement of a gamble store he was in the process of destroying. Heemeyer then killed himself with a handgun. Why, man? You were in the process of becoming Earth's greatest hero.
Here's the thing. You know all these times when people tell you, your political science teacher probably told you, all the news will tell you, you need to vote in the local elections because they're really important and affect you?
Yeah.
Because the laws and the zoning laws, here's the perfect proof.
Yeah.
If you don't, someone's going to bulldoze you.
So someone will build a homemade tank and come ruin your town.
That's impressive.
I love that guy.
He is a hero to all of us.
I am going to build my entire life into a tank in his honor. Going to cover myself in steel and concrete. Yeah.
Can you believe they made a song? There's a song for everything.
Yeah, basically.
Milo,
and you always find them.
I know.
Yiannopoulos.
It's beautiful.
This guy was one of the biggest, like, names on the internet. Like, the internet loved this guy because he was, like, King Troll, basically. You know, internet trolls. Mickey, you know what that is. You're familiar with that term.
Yep.
Wow. Thank you for your contribution. Man, I'm floored.
Well, this guy went
after, about you.
He went after Trump. He went after Obama. He was walking with a...
No, he didn't really go after Trump. He loved Trump.
Well, he had some moments where he brought up... maybe it's his administration that I read about that he went after. But he came out, and I know he held a pleasure thing for a woman.
A pleasure thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. He walked around marching with it like a sword, Mickey.
I want to see that 2 a.m. infomercial. Ladies, order now. You can get the pleasure thing.
Get Yiannopoulos.
Yeah, basically. Anyway, yeah, this guy was a writer for Breitbart. He was their senior editor.
Mm-hmm.
He was his whole thing was he was the leader essentially of the anti-PC culture. You know, like the war going on now between quote unquote social justice warriors and the anti-PC people, which commonly gets called the alt-right in media. Like, this guy was like their mascot, basically. He was their rallying call, their general, as it were.
Crazy.
And then, He was out of his mind. Interesting guy, funny, you know, amusing from, you know, a standpoint of, all right, yeah, okay,
yeah,
sure.
Amusing at afar.
Right, yeah, amusing at a distance, let's put it that way. But yeah, he came out and, well, actually, no, a video was released of him defending pedophilia. So he's done. His book deal was canceled. He's had to quit Breitbart. And basically his entire career and his entire situation that he's built for himself is slowly falling to pieces.
You ever notice those people that try to be, like, in radio shock jocks?
Right. That's exactly what he was.
Or, like, that guy, a shock speaker.
Yeah.
They always get caught with, like, pedophilia or something.
Well,
like
here's what it comes down to. Like, when your entire existence, like, your basically your brand is shock and, in, you know, just stoking outrage, that kind of thing, eventually you're going to find yourself dabbling in what I like to call indefensible positions, okay? In the pursuit of the next laugh or the next, oh, I can't believe he said that moment, you eventually step too far and you cross the wrong line and it ruins you.
Not only that, you embrace yourself in the shock culture. You're going to find yourself on those websites.
Right.
It's going to get you there.
Yeah. Yeah. Eventually you land in the wrong grime puddle. Mickey, your thoughts?
I have nothing.
You seem to be having a lot of going on in your brain over there.
Always. Always do.
Yeah. Give me some comment about something.
No.
Why?
That exists.
Of course it does.
And as a Pollock, I found that.
You know what?
That.
If Murderer was a wrestler, a professional wrestler, this should be his entrance music.
Out comes Murderer!
Yeah, essentially.
Oh,
I saw it.
God.
Wow. So, yeah. Hitler's phone sold for $250,000.
We just got done talking about his Black History Month. And they decided to sell this on a month when we're supposed to celebrate equality.
Just got done talking about Milo Yiannopoulos, who some people call a neo-Nazi, which is funny because he's gay and Jewish. How is he a Nazi? I don't get that at all, but whatever. And now we switch over to Hitler's phone, which looks curiously a lot like the Bat phone in the 60s Batman TV show.
Which makes you wonder about Batman.
Yeah. What's up, Adam West? What were you dabbling in?
Yeah.
I noticed you have blonde hair and blue eyes, sir.
Yeah, was that signal you were looking for?
So anyway, this referred to Hitler's phone, referred to as the most destructive weapon of all time, because he could pick it up, make a call, and make people die with it. Sold for $250,000. Was it up for auction?
Yeah, it was over $200,000+.
Why were they auctioning this off rather than like putting it in a museum or something?
I don't know. Maybe.
How did this person get Hitler's phone? How did you prove, yeah, this is Hitler's phone?
Worked for PPNL? I don't know.
I am your dog and I think you're neat. I like to chew on your antiques. I bark like crazy when you come in.
I think we're all pet people. We're all animal lovers, and we're definitely dog people, right? The three of us. Well, E, you're more like a cat person.
But I've had a dog.
I live with three cats. I've had dogs. I prefer dogs. You know, cats are fine, but I definitely am more pro dog than anything. Mickey, you've got like 12 dogs at this point.
I have four.
Four.
17.
It seems like the family grows all the time, though. Like, every year you end up getting another
mutt. Don't jinx it!
Through some
Stop
means
it.
Or another. but, anyway, this is something that you could use, Mickey. This is great. You need to get a job at this brewery called Brewdog.
Brewdog!
Yeah, it's a Scottish brewery set to open up an Ohio location later this year. They now offer a week of paid leave for employees with new puppies or rescue dogs.
Aww.
So it's
stupid.
It's pawternity leave.
Oh my god. Come on. Really?
Yeah. Yeah! Yeah! I haven't had one in so long. Oh, it's the release. Ah, just let it wash over me. Yes. The waves just take me out to sea. Okay.
But so, it wasn't really you, it was them.
Yeah, right, it was them. Yeah, they that was their
This
joke,
is stupid.
Still a good joke. Why is it stupid?
Come on.
I'll take time off for whatever reason you want to give it to me.
Wait a minute, this is actually equality between men and women where, you know, guys can actually take a week off and get paid.
You can! It's
for getting a dog.
They call it paternity leave. It exists. It exists.
You don't get paid for maternity leave, though.
No, paternity leave. They offer it.
Yeah,
and you
I
get
am
paid.
Not a matern. I am a pattern. Okay,
yeah,
get it right.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, you get paid now. Guys get paid to be, which I think is stupid too.
Yeah.
Which is really stupid. Unless the mother makes more money and they have to go back to their job, if they're both sitting at home, that's stupid.
I will again bring up the point that if you want to give me paid time off for any reason whatsoever, I will happily accept.
I'm not saying that it isn't a great idea for personal reasons, but it's stupid.
I can't get time off for anything at my new job, so but maybe I can pitch this. Be like, hey, if I like go adopt 5 dogs, can I get like a day? Like an afternoon, just to like go get lunch.
This is a great way to stop animal hoarders, isn't it? Oh, need a day off. Got a puppy.
Well, it's only for people who work in this brewery so far, but that makes me want to buy BrewDog. You better have good beer.
BrewDog sounds like it's a really bad beer, like the college kind. Like Keystone or something like that.
Maybe. Either that or it's like Fat Tire and it's delicious.
No, it's probably nasty.
I don't know.
The ones they do keg stands with. BrewDog. Hey, what are you having at the party? Yeah, I'm having BrewDog, man.
Yeah, and I got some cat scratch liquor. Or something.
Hey, boy. To me, you're just a playboy.
Well, this didn't last long. Remember when Playboy said that they weren't going to be publishing nudity anymore?
Yeah.
Turns out they found out that nobody actually reads it for the articles.
Yeah, that excuse has come back now.
No, it is shocking. So now they're going back to, they're going to be doing some nakiness going on in their pages.
Let's get naked!
Which means that they're going to have to go back to the plastic wrap around it, too.
Oh, yeah, that makes it really dirty when you buy it.
Yeah. At least you know it hasn't been tampered with. Know what I mean?
Yeah, people are smart. They'll get it back in.
No.
Oh, God. That's... yeah, Mickey, that's in your head now.
I really question whether or not science has learned anything from many of these movies that we've seen.
Jurassic Park being a main one.
Comes to mind, yeah. Or any movie about, like, trying to resurrect an extinct species and having it go terribly, terribly wrong.
Yeah.
Right now, a Harvard University scientist, according to the Huffington Post, told The Guardian this week that his team is only 2 years away from resurrecting traits of the woolly mammoth, which went extinct during the last ice age. The goal is to create an embryo that is a hybrid, which, oh yeah, that doesn't sound like it'll cause any problem.
Let's make a monster.
Yeah, right. Basically, yeah, any of those science fiction movies, the hybrid is always the evil thing. The dinosaur in Jurassic World was a hybrid. It freaking killed everybody. The alien predator hybrid in that one movie freaking killed everybody.
You see, I'm picturing, like, the Ninja Turtles. You remember that it's actually like that movie The Fly. The guy gets stuck in the chamber with it.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Goldblum, yeah, became like part B or whatever it was.
That's what's going to happen.
Freaking killed himself. I mean, it's terrible.
Oh, if that happened to me, I could be Wooly.
Yeah. In the Underworld movies, the werewolf-vampire hybrids are bad news and freaking kill everybody. So it's like, yeah, no, don't do that. Anyway, that's they want to make a hybrid of the woolly mammoth and its closest living relative, the Asian elephant.
Great. If we can make it, like, desktop size, we'll be good.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
Oh, miniature woolly mammoths.
Yeah. You know, a couple weeks ago, wasn't there something about how they mixed a pig and a human to create, like, a man pig?
Yeah.
Why not bear? Where's bear in that equation, by the way? Why don't we get man bear pig?
Yeah. South Park taught us about it.
But still, it's like, what are you doing? You're creating a hell beast in a lab.
And what exactly, like, bringing it back, what is this going to do for us? Wool coats? I'm not sure.
Did you see the movie Doom? This is how it starts. At least this is how that movie started.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, the movie was awful. It wasn't anything like the video game. But, yeah, no, I don't know what the advantage is of this, being able to resurrect dead species. Don't you think they went dead for a reason? Right? Isn't that like counter survival of the fittest? They died. They didn't make it. They were not fit to survive. Let them stay dead.
Yeah, we'll move on. You know what? If you're going to do anything, make like a cow and a pig together, because then we can make meat food.
I was just going to say, if you're going to bring back woolly mammoths, I have a question. Can I eat them? Will they be delicious?
Mickey, why do you hate the cow pig idea? Why? Why do you hate my cow pig idea? They'd be hamburger hot dogs.
In the same...
Bacon burger dogs like Kill Bill Cosby!
No.
Well, not like Bill Cosby now. Bill Cosby on the show. Bill Cosby now, you're going to go to sleep and now, it's going to be bad.
Now I'm just hungry for steak. Look what you've done to me.
Oh, woolly mammoth steak.
Woolly mammoth steak, man.
Hope Sounds it tastes delicious.
Good. I hope they taste good, too, because otherwise there was no point to any of this.
No. Yeah.
Science, make me something. Make me a sandwich, science. Make it happen.
Make me the perfect animal sandwich.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, can they combine it with a sandwich so it just comes out as a sandwich?
How long until they start resurrecting, like, the dinosaurs, do you think, after this?
Well, I mean, that's pretty much there.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, that's a bad idea.
Right.
Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, Jurassic Park 2, 3.
Do you see any sci-fi original movies when they resurrect the freaking Megalodon or whatever it is, the giant shark?
Yeah.
Runs around eating submarines and things. Like, I'm telling you, this is not good, but well, if I get a mammoth steak, I guess I'll give it a pass.
Yeah, why not?
Eat all the submarines you want. I'm hungry. Up next, 8 of the most common arguments you have with your girlfriend and how to avoid them. Guys, pay close attention.
Oh, this is going to help.
It's on A Freak Accident.
A Freak Accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
This is my fight song.
Take back my life song.
Fight back my life song.
Sing it to me, Rachel Platten. Oh, man, that's embarrassing.
What have you done?
I knew the artist's name. Mickey,
this is an awful song.
I thought this was Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Mickey!
Well, we've all been in relationships where you fight, right?
Yeah.
We've all had those.
My last relationship.
Was the entire thing, right?
It was all fight. It was awful.
Mortal Kombat.
And the thing is, when guys...
Round two, fight.
That actually sounded pretty authentic.
Yeah.
When guys like get into fights with their girlfriend, I think the reason why it escalates is after a while, all guys hear is this. We're just sitting there like, uh-huh. And then they continue arguing. Like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, ooh, right, cool. Right. Was that Dino from the Flintstones?
No, that was my ex.
Anyway, this is from BroBible.com. The 8 most common arguments you have with your girlfriend and how to avoid them. So, how about this first one here?
Give it to me.
What to eat. Arguing over what to eat.
Oh, that happens because it starts with, where do you want to go?
Right, now,
where do you want to go?
Where did come from? I'm wondering what the story is behind that.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Always an issue at our house, and it's not a fight. It's just like, what are we getting for food? I don't know. Food. You know, the food kind of food. And then it's just like, I just want to make a little spinny wheel of all the restaurants in the area and just spin.
Oh, that's a great idea, actually.
Because we're so indecisive, and I'm just like, I just want to eat. I'm hungry.
Dude, I don't even care what this article says. That's the best solution I've ever heard to that
problem. Forget about Bro Bible.
Spinny wheel. Mickey Bible. There you go.
Oh, no.
She's going to solve all your problems.
It's your Bible. It's the Mickey Bible.
Mible?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or a Bicky.
Anyway, so what's the actual argument?
No, they're saying that you know, you're arguing over what to eat moving forward. If you find yourself arguing with your girlfriend over what to eat, you have two options. One, remain completely silent until she makes up her mind, or offer her 3 options to choose from.
Yeah, that sounds fair enough.
Yeah. Offer options. That seems pretty straightforward. Rather than say, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? So, do you want to go to Five Guys or do you want to go to Olive Garden? Pick one.
Listen, here's how I end the argument with Proofreader. I go, you either pick a place to eat or...
I'm eating you.
No, we're going to do this. Oh, yeah. It's going to be sexy time.
I pick Greco's. Greco's. Get me there as fast as you can.
I'll take McDonald's. Whatever. Just stop it. Just stop it all.
How about this next one? Someone is a lush.
Oh, the big drinker.
Drinks too much.
Oh, okay.
Okay. How do you approach this situation?
Well, if it was like my ex, it's because of her.
Yeah.
So I ended it by leaving her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's how you end it.
It says you're either drinking too much or she's drinking too much. In either event, it isn't fun. How do you avoid arguing about this? Well, if she's drinking too much to the point that it's destructive to the relationship, then stop drinking with her. Don't take her places where she can drink. Don't buy her alcohol. Don't feed into the behavior. Basically, get her into AA, yeah. Essentially.
Don't be an enabler.
Right. That's the word. That was the one I was thinking of but couldn't think of. I'm glad you're smart.
You went with AA.
Yeah, AA was the right word.
Well, he was in AA for no reason, but
yes,
you still learned
that.
A lot from it.
Back to the ex.
Right. She forced him to go to Alcoholics Anonymous because he liked to drink with his buddies on weekends. Therefore, you is drunk, and you must go to this thing.
There's a deeper-seated thing that happened during that, but that's another talk for another day.
You did learn a lot of valuable things from that,
though. Oh, no. I learned a lot of things about like people in general and that. I mean, that alone.
Yeah.
Enabling people.
So basically, it even says that if it doesn't work feeding in the behavior, then tell her parents. Seriously, be a tattletale. There's no shame in that if they're actually bringing destruction upon themselves and upon good things in their life through their alcoholic behavior.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, I dig that. Sure. Intervention, right? That's basically what you do. Plan
until you
an intervention.
Find out the parents got the same problem.
Ooh, yeah, that would be a little bit of... You call them up. Hey, she's drinking too much. What are you talking about? It's noon, ma'am.
Yeah. How about this one? Social media behavior. You ever get into
I see this one a lot.
Do you?
Oh, my God.
Through other people getting snarky on social media because their significant other won't get off their phone.
There's that, and there's also the thing like, you know, following accounts like... bikini-clad beach babes, things like that, you know, that's like, what do you need to follow that account for? What, am I not good enough? You've heard that one before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I haven't done that, but I've heard that.
This goes way back to even, like, you know, what do you got to look at her for? What's wrong? This was as, let's see. Stop following accounts like that. It's that simple.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
just unfollow the account. If your relationship's more important to you, just don't argue over it. Just get rid of it. Do you really need to follow it?
I'll be honest with you. Why are you following those accounts if you're with somebody?
Right.
Why? There's no point to it. You're with the person you're attracted to. Why do you need... You have it right in front of you.
Right.
Literally, it's there. You don't need to look at pictures.
Ask them to be a bikini-clad beach babe.
Crisco, will you become a bikini-clad beach babe?
I absolutely will. Get my banana hammock ready.
Oh God!
Let me try it again. Mickey, will you film? Will you film us being bikini-clad beach babes?
I don't care what it is. Nope.
Will you film us?
Nope.
Aww. Okay. How about problems with friends? Each individual adopts the other's friend group as their own. Normally, this isn't such a bad thing. Sometimes it's nice. There are, however, some instances where it goes horribly, horribly wrong, and incessant arguments ensue over having to hang out with your significant other's friends. How do you avoid this situation?
Been there before with the ex. There, I mean, if you're with somebody sane, I was not, you make a balance.
Right.
Okay, I hang out with you 3 times a week. Let me have... 2 days to hang out with my buddies.
Well, this is kind of something like that. It says it's tricky, but it can be managed. If you hate your girlfriend's friends, but she insists on you hanging out with them, appease her by saying yes, but ask if you could bring one of your buds along too.
Sure.
Yeah.
You've got a place to escape to while her and her friends are being all catty and doing the whole, you know, girl thing. Mm. You and your bud can just like kind of turn in the other direction and be like, thanks for coming, man. Got your back, brother.
When the reverse goes the other way, if your girlfriend is complaining because she's the only one there, say, hey, bring somebody along.
Yeah,
bring more.
Bring one of your friends so you don't feel so uncomfortable.
Believe me, guys like friends.
Give and take.
They always do.
Give and take. Cleaning up. Arguing about cleaning up.
It just doesn't happen.
Nah. Well, is that one?
No, we don't argue about it, but like today where I was cooking the dog's food and I was just... mass panic in the kitchen. I just sent a text. I'm like, I need help when you come home. which was please wash the dishes.
Bring matches. We're burning this down because there's no salvaging it.
I was close to that. Yeah.
Can you go to the store and get dishes? I just threw them out. It's done. Yeah. Starting over.
Yeah, we need new plateware and cutlery.
I considered it. I broke a pair of scissors and I broke the blender. So, hey.
All right.
Good cook.
Those dogs eat good, though, man.
I know. Yep.
Okay, this generally only applies to couples that live together, but ultimately, if you find yourself bickering over who has to do the dishes, I don't even think that that's true. The couples who live together, like, girls can go over a guy's house and he's just filth. You know what I mean? Like, he's a scumbag. He lives in filth. You know, his room is a dump. I'm sure that happens, whether you live together or not.
It happens. Well, you see, my house isn't filthy, but Proofreader really likes things clean, so she'll come over and she'll already start cleaning the table and everything.
No.
Like, and do you know what? I let her do it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
This thing says it suggests kicking it old school and making a chore chart.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Give yourself an order of things, one thing to do every day. And if you do that, like, your place will remain moderately clean and orderly.
And I could step it up the next level. If you have one, your significant other is the slob, give them a reward for doing it. Like, for cleaning the dishes. Okay, well, I'm going to take you out to dinner if you do this. I don't mean that, Mickey.
I was going to say, yeah, she's giving you a look like...
Bikini clad page.
No!
You could re-like it.
Yeah!
Okay, what to watch? Well, Mickey and Murderer don't have that problem because she never watches TV.
Yeah, he has a perfect situation.
So, like, if you're arguing over what to watch, what do you do? Well, kind of the same thing as if... this is kind of the same solution as what they said about where to eat. Watch something separately if you can't decide on what to watch right now. In the event you only have one television or computer, compromise or Food Network. It's a universally agreed upon thing.
It's absolutely true.
Everybody loves Food Network. Dude, Chopped, I can turn that show on and I'm like hooked 2 seconds in. I'm like, what is he doing with the lettuce? Oh, man, look at that. He's turning it into pudding somehow.
Me and Proofreader watched 10 episodes of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives because there was nothing on, and we just put it on. It just keeps going.
Yeah.
Just keeps going.
Guy Fieri never gets off the road.
Or another way you could deal with that is try to get into each other's shows. Show some interest. Try to like them a little bit. Mickey, that's not your problem. You haven't watched TV since it was invented. So that... Your house is fine.
Here's one, too. And this actually goes back to the guy and girl's perspective from last week's episode. Your future. That's a bit heavy. They saved it for last. Are you thinking of relocating for a job? Right? That was the one thing that one guy, what the heck was his name? He mentioned that. These are the whopping hot fudge sundae with a cherry on top questions. And ultimately, they give the most men... What? What the heck does that word even mean? I don't know. Anyway, basically, it causes arguments. Okay, it causes a lot of problems.
You have to move because someone gets a good job, blah, blah, blah.
The only way to avoid this is to sit down and be honest with each other. If it leads to a breakup, hey, you didn't have what it takes to make it through a tough time to begin with. And I agree with that.
Like we said last week, that's not the person for you.
If it wasn't worth sticking together over this crap, they weren't going to stick with you through some other thick and thin situation. Let's see. It says you're not a little kid anymore. Do you want to be with someone who can't agree about this stuff? The answer is no. You'll mess up and be with the wrong person if you try and avoid it, and that matters. Don't waste your youth on someone who doesn't make you... I'm not reading that last sentence because
that
is...
Doesn't make you a better person?
Well, yeah, let's go with that.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's not what they said.
Better than the somewhat NC-17 rated words that they used in the last sentence.
We are not those people.
That's fine. Yeah, no. So I think that's all sound advice, though, don't you?
Yeah.
On how to get rid of these arguments.
It's logical.
Give and take and don't be selfish. It's pretty straightforward. Everything kind of falls into place after that.
More like Mickey, just throw out the dishes and the problem's done.
Or do what Lazy E suggested before and offer her something she doesn't want.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Offer her something she doesn't want and then give her an alternative and she'll flee to that. So
you do the dishes.
Yeah,
we do this.
I just condoned manipulating your significant other.
That's fine.
Do with it what you will.
You gotta talk like this. Ooh, Mickey, how does that sound?
Creepy.
Yeah, you like that.
I'm so sorry, proofreader.
My spine is never going to recover from this.
That's what she said.
How to optimize your Shamrock Shake experience on a freak accident.
You got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
Shake, shake, do the Shamrock Shake. Shake, shake, do the Shamrock Shake.
It's my favorite time of the year.
Oh, you're a fan of Shamrock Shakes?
Oh, dude. This past weekend was the first, like, release of it.
Uh-huh.
I think I had, like, 4 or 5. And now they added a chocolate one.
What?
Mint chocolate.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Not like mint chocolate.
I don't like anything mint flavored, and especially the Shamrock Shake. Like Hello Nurse loves them. I can't stand them because, to me, like, I tried one once, and I was like, it's like drinking toothpaste.
No.
That's exactly what it is. It's exactly like drinking toothpaste.
It's God's drink.
If seriously.
God was a leprechaun.
Oy. I like Thin Mints. And I like Mint Milanos.
Okay.
I do not like Shamrock Shakes, though. It is too much.
Too much
sugary,
mint, right? Yeah.
Sugary, minty.
Stop.
No, yeah, I don't know. It's got to be like a balance. You know what I mean? Like, I've had minty
maybe
things before.
Maybe the chocolate mint balances it out.
Junior,
I don't know,
junior
but I'm
mints.
I'm not willing to try.
Junior mints in moderation are okay.
Well, that's why you need this thing McDonald's is selling. If you want the perfect balance, they're selling this, like, high tech straw that will now. Take the mint chocolate one, now that they just brought it out, and give you the perfect 50-50 balance.
Huh.
It's the it gets the mint and the chocolate, and it gets it in your mouth in the perfect 50-50
it's a
consistency.
Curved straw.
Yeah. But I don't know if it has two. Yeah. But regardless.
And this is from entrepreneur.com, by the way.
They sell it at certain McDonald's.
Yeah, this year, McDonald's is going above and beyond just offering the green sugary shake, adding a new chocolate Shamrock Shake, which you just mentioned, Lazy, to the menu for a limited time. It doesn't stop there. The fast food giant has also invented a new scientifically designed straw that will be available for a limited time.
Yeah.
When is St. Patrick's Day this year?
It's always on the 17th. Is always that's officially St. Patrick's Day.
Created by a team of engineers from Jace and NK Labs. Jeez, this is legit. The new high-tech straw is made specifically for slurping on a chocolate Shamrock Shake and making sure the drinker gets exactly 50% chocolate and 50% mint in every sip. How do they make that happen, though?
It's science. That's how they make it happen.
It's engineering beyond my ken.
That's why these people are millionaires.
If you want the ultimate shake drinking experience, you'd better hurry. Only 2,000 of the special straws were produced, and they will be available at select McDonald's locations across the U.S. Yeah, so it's 2,000. Not even going to be
2,000.
Yeah,
that's not even 1%.
No,
what?
Not even close.
But that means if you get it, you're really special. It's like getting the golden ticket in Willy Wonka.
Why even bother make them at that point if you're only going to make 2,000? 2,000! There's more freaking customers at one McDonald's that come through the drive-thru, you know, in a week.
Let me ask you something. There's 2,000 of them. Who's to say next year they don't bring it out and up the price again? This is smart. They're going to be able to sell these for years.
I don't give a crap. Yeah. I don't even drink the milkshakes through a straw. You got to pop the top off and you drink it like just through mouth. Because
no. Oh, my God. My teeth hurt now. My head hurts.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the only way. Because it's impossible to you know, pull it through a straw if it's real thick.
That's what she said.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thanks, Mickey. Thanks for that.
Wasn't going to go there myself, but...
I knew it the moment I said it. In fact, as I was saying it, I'm like, this is a poor choice.
Yep.
You're going to regret this immediately. Hey, McDonald's, listen. We can either bring back the McRib or, you know, we can do this.
Maybe it'll work.
Maybe it'll work.
Who knows?
Bring the McRib back again. Oh, I love the McRib. I know it's not rib. It's not anything. It's just like byproduct smashed into the shape of a rib, but I'm okay with
product,
that. It is delicious.
It is.
Do not give a crap.
Actually, no. McRibs are terrible. They're awful.
And I think they're tasty.
Let me see. I like Shamrock Shake.
See, I only get like one or two, though, when they're out. Like, I don't eat it. You know what I mean? Like, because
a day.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
One or two a day. An hour.
You have to leave, like, absence makes the heart grow fonder, that sort of thing. Like, you have to space it out, because if you gorge on it when it's here, yeah, you're going to come to hate it real quick.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder, but five Shamrock Shakes stops that heart a lot faster.
That's true. It makes the heart grow solid and, you know, just sugar filled.
10 times the size.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah, absence makes the heart grow fonder, but Shamrock Shakes make the heart grow 10 times its size.
Grow closer to your chest.
Diabetes, my friend.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes, but I'm
glad that McDonald's is wasting time developing straws, though, rather than, like, expanding their menu. Have you noticed that the menu is boring as crap lately?
They don't need a bigger menu.
Yeah,
it's
but
McDonald's. It's supposed to be quick. It's supposed to be fast. They should have 5 items.
It's dull now, though. Like, they used to have, like, the Angus third pounders. They got rid of those. They had, like, the different options for a quarter pounder. Like, you can get, like, the bacon and cheese quarter pounder. Dude. You can get, like, the other version of the quarter. That was real good. Got rid of those. No more McWraps anymore. I'm, like, I'm upset, man.
Grand Mac. They have that.
I saw that, but is there bacon on it?
You could add bacon.
Can you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can see that mouth watering.
See, I'll be honest with you, man. Like, the Big Mac, like, it's not really a great burger to me.
Oh, stop it.
It's not.
Get out of here.
I know. That's like blasphemy in America, but it's not.
Come on. Hey.
Dude, I would prefer an Angry Whopper over a Big Mac any day of the week.
Well, I think we just found out myself and Mickey are Americans and you're an American.
Dude, I would eat Five Guys over both of those.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
But that's American, too.
Or Booyah Burger. Place is excellent.
Booyah.
That's a local place, but they're awesome.
Five Guys. Oh, my God.
I can't. Jeez. I haven't had Five Guys in a long time, too.
I was there for your first Five Guys.
You were.
It was amazing.
It was. I needed it in my life again
soon. So many bad jokes.
Now, Mickey, what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say that I love Five Guys and that's bad? What's wrong with me saying I love Five Guys? Huh?
I trust him when he has the buttons out.
I love sticking. Yeah, no. I love you putting Five Guys in my mouth. It's
what
good.
What he said? No, dude, what are you doing?
He's making
good
it worse.
Burgers. They're burgers. Listen, Five Guys is great.
That's yours. Just remember that. He is attached to you. All yours.
I know.
You keep him.
I know.
Yeah, Five Guys.
Yep, I'm aware.
Mickey made the joke.
You did bring it up. Like, we were fine until you drew attention to it.
Yeah. So. Let's get naked.
Remember that thing before? That thing before we were talking about the one thing in the news update where he said, like, you know, sometimes you go across a line that you shouldn't go across.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stay away from the line.
Okay.
No more lines for you. You got it? Okay. No more lines in your life at all.
I feel like he just gets stuck in the line and just keeps walking.
Yeah, I walk on the line.
No. You get, like, your little belly walking through the line, just kind of, like, stretching it out. Like, let's see how far I can go.
I want that to be my nickname, the Little Belly.
Lazy, the Little Belly E.
Oh, boy. Well, that's the shame.
Enjoy your fancy straws, you idiots. Up next, something. I don't even care anymore.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
I love the toy shop, big or small. They have many toys after all.
What?
I love the toy shop.
For the boys, kept on the shelf are curly toys.
Right.
What did I just listen to?
I don't know. Ultra Kid Zone? It's the toy shop. You gotta love the toy
shop.
Did
you have a bad day today or something? Like, where what is with you tonight?
What do you mean?
You're...
Hmm?
So, there was this doll. It was called My Friend Kayla.
Ooh. I had a friend named Kayla once.
It's a smart doll. I don't know what
smart!
I don't know what that means. What is it? Is it like a smart TV?
They basically could pee, poop, and all that junk.
It learns? Does it actually learn? Like
it's like a Furby.
Artificial intelligence?
It's like a Furby.
Furbies didn't learn crap. That whole thing that they actually learned stuff was garbage.
There you go. There's a Furby. I don't know. I've never had a Furby.
Yeah, that was weird though. So there's this My Friend Kayla doll has been banned in Germany. You want to guess why?
Is that why?
Yeah. No. It was banned because they deemed it an illegal hidden espionage device.
What?
Yeah.
So spying on children?
And if anyone knows about espionage, it's the Germans.
You would expect it to be from Russia.
Yeah. Oh,
good. Oh, what? Good. Wait, I was just going to say.
No, I was going to say good.
Topical. Yes.
Putin joke there on a freak accident.
I Putin that right in your ear.
In Germany, regulators have determined that the My Friend Kayla doll could be up to no good. From CNET.com, given its potential to steal information about children who play with it. And they say that German parents whose children are in possession of a Kayla doll should destroy the toy. The Federal Network Agency said in a press release Friday that it was removed Kayla dolls from the market in Germany and will not look to prosecute parents who have purchased one. It does expect, however, that parents who have bought the doll will assume responsibility for destroying it. Kayla dolls, which incorporate microphones and ask kids questions about themselves and their parents, are classified as hidden espionage devices, the possession and selling of which are banned by German law. So what, it was like recording stuff and transmitting it back to headquarters or something?
It doesn't even sound like that. It sounds like because it asked those questions, Germany went nuts.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like anything's wrong with this
doll
at all.
That does seem really suspicious to me that, like, a child's toy, like a toddler's toy, would be asking them, like, personal questions and things. Like, what the heck does the toy need to know that for?
What the heck could a kid answer? It's like, oh, yeah, we learned that he poops twice a day. Like, what is a kid going to say? What does your mom do?
What is your birthday, Sarah? Oh, that's red. Good. What is your social security number? 7.
Yeah, right. No kids can answer those important questions.
Yeah.
What does your mom do?
She sits.
Like, where are you hiding the cookies?
Now we know who stole the cookie from the cookie jars.
There you go.
Nazis.
Right. Freaking Nazis.
That's what
it was. This did lead to an interesting conversation that Lazy E and I had, which we discovered then this article from ionine.com, 13 of the most dangerous toys ever made.
Oh, this.
Since Germany has deemed this doll dangerous.
And these ones are actually dangerous.
Like the Battlestar Galactica Colonial Viper.
Yeah, it causes your kid to be single for the rest of their life.
Yeah, from 1978, the Viper had a firing missile. It would, like, shoot a missile off the front of it.
A lot of toys did that.
Standard special feature at the time. A lot of toys still have
that.
But apparently this one fired it with such ferocious velocity that when a 4-year-old shot it into his mouth, he died.
Oh, my God.
Whoops.
Yep.
Well, can I ask you this?
Why it exploded his throat.
Why are they letting a 4-year-old play with that? It should say...
Has small parts.
5 and up.
This is where the choking hazard warning label came from.
Oh, so it wasn't until afterwards.
Right.
Well, thank you, Battlestar Galactica.
You have to learn a hard lesson first.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't aim the thing at your head, kid.
Yeah. 4-year-old ain't smart.
Yeah. There's a reason he went the way of the woolly mammoth.
So they're going to bring them back?
Oh, God, I hope
2
not.
Years away.
The CSI Fingerprint Examination Kit and the CSI Investigation Forensics Lab Kit. What are you doing?
So what is it? The CSI, what does it go? Do you want to play?
Yeah! Great. It may seem like dangerous stories are things of the past, but this 2007 science kit based on the hit murder/crime/drama show...
Oh, that's that right there.
Yeah, that kids,
right there.
Kids probably shouldn't be watching that crap anyway. As stated, the kit allows kids to dust for fingerprints. The problem is that the powder used to dust for said fingerprints was chock full of asbestos.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
You guys know that it's been illegal to produce asbestos since the 70s.
I was just going to say, CSI isn't an old TV show.
This 2007, this story came out.
I know. That's...
The powder contained up to 7% of tremolite, one of the most dangerous forms of asbestos, and more than enough to cause cancer.
Lovely.
So they didn't even just go asbestos. They went like high-powered asbestos.
Yeah. CSI, how did your brother get cancer? Discovery kit.
Yeah.
It was all a scheme to sell their next freaking thing.
Yeah, it helps you figure out some clues.
How about the Bird of Paradise slingshot? One of the earliest toys...
I can already tell where this is going.
...that the Consumer Product Safety Commission recommended be banned in 1969. The slingshot fired missiles that were razor sharp, according to the Wall Street Journal. A slingshot that fired razors seems obviously problematic.
A little bit.
But prior to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, only toys made out of dangerous substances were considered dangerous.
Oh, so they didn't
care
about...
Sharp, pointy objects weren't a problem.
No, no, that won't harm you.
No, no, not at all.
Here you go.
Just a flesh wound.
Yeah, just
minor. You know those toys, like, some girls would have, like, where it was, like, the doll with the wings, and you'd pull the thing, and it would spin up like a helicopter? Yeah, no.
I hated those stupid things.
It's on this list. It's easy to understand the popularity of sky dancers. You know, fairies with soft foam wings, when they were attached to a handheld base and a ripcord was pulled, they would shoot into the air, twirl back to the ground. What's hard to understand is how it took 6 years for them to get recalled. When the cord was pulled, the sky dancers would rocket randomly from the base at great velocity. And while they may have twirled to the ground, they didn't float gently. They dropped. And then it became a game of dodge the falling crap. As the Consumer Product Safety Commission reported in 2000, when the sky dancers were finally recalled, Galoob has received 170 reports of the doll striking children and adults, resulting in 150 reports of injuries.
Jesus!
Eye injuries, including scratched corneas, an incidence of temporary blindness, broken teeth, a mild concussion, a broken rib, and facial lacerations were all things that were reported.
Right when you say temporary blindness, that's where it should have ended, not equaling all the other stuff.
There you go. Super blast balls.
Enough said.
Two balls, smash them together, and boom, you get a loud cap-like noise and a few sparks. That was the whole toy.
Oh, yeah, I remember
I had those.
Those,
yeah.
Boom, boom, fire starter.
Yeah, they were covered in gunpowder, right?
Or, yeah.
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 And they leave that nice little smell.
Yeah, that's not dangerous at all.
They were fun.
Oh, yeah, I had them too.
The ability to create small explosions.
And Crisco, we're fine.
Yeah. Creepy crawlers.
I had that.
Yeah, so did I. Let's see. The Easy Bake Oven. People often give the Easy Bake Oven a hard time because it had a light bulb inside to heat and bake food, and it could get up to 350 degrees, enough for kids to burn themselves if they weren't paying attention. But the Easy Bake Oven was a beacon of safety compared to the original electric Creepy Crawlers oven in the 60s, which, one, got even hotter than the Easy Bake Oven, two, produced not hot food but burning hot liquid plastic, which, three, was actually quite toxic. God knows how many kids burned and scarred themselves, or their younger siblings, more likely, because it was the 60s. Adults decided the Creepy Crawler sets weren't dangerous as much as they were learning experiences.
Yeah, learn that it hurts.
Yeah.
A lot.
Oh, good. There was a blowgun, too. The Zulu blowgun.
Like what you see in cartoons? With
yeah,
a little...
like you'd shoot darts out of it. You know what I mean?
I had one of those.
How about the Bat Masterson Derringer belt gun?
That just sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Batman.
No.
It was Batman.
Yeah. Now, the gun fired small pellets. That wasn't the problem. The problem is that it was also a cap gun for that realistic gun firing experience. Yeah.
The realistic gun firing,
that's definitely old school.
Let's give that to little Tommy over there. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. Moon shoes. Remember the trampolines that you could wear on your feet?
Mm-hmm. Had those, and I know why that's a problem.
What could go wrong?
Yeah. Break an arm?
Yeah, broken ankles from one errant jump.
Or that?
Yeah. More impressively, the moon shoes in the 1970s were made of many, many sharp pieces of metal, meaning kids were accidentally wearing mini trampolines made out of bear traps on their feet.
Idiots. That is... I remember those, because Nickelodeon brought them out.
This is still a thing. Lawn darts.
Yeah, but they're not, like, something...
Dude, they had giant spikes on the front of them, and you could spear people with them.
Well, what I'm saying is, you don't hear people getting them a lot now. They still exist.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some safety options.
Normally, children don't play with those. Adults do, so... If adults are dumb enough to stab themselves with them,
how many dumb adults do you know?
Lots.
Yeah. Two right here.
Uh-huh.
How often do those games get played at family cookouts where there are children in the vicinity? Uncle Bob's had too many. He's not quite sure which way is up. And, oh, look out, little Johnny. Here comes a small freaking javelin right towards your neck.
Or drinking parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, that also equals a lot of bad.
Just bad ideas all around.
Oh my God. I remember all the bad toys. Like, the awful toys, when you think back to it, even the G.I. Joes, back the way they used to make them, they had the little rubber bands that held them together.
Oh, yeah.
And the parts would just get in your... Like, the kids would just eat them and then...
Yeah.
Dead.
That's the thing I'll never understand. Why does a kid need to eat everything? Control yourself.
It's good.
You know what else is good?
What?
That this show's over.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Ouch.
That was a weird one. Thanks for bearing with us through this insanity this week. I don't know what was... I'm tired. Lazy E obviously had a...
I'm having fun.
A break in his psyche today. But
I'm not even sure what you mean.
Yeah, no. Next week on the show, we'll give you... we'll bring back Guy and Girl's Perspective because we didn't
Girl
do that
guys.
This week.
Whatever.
Right. One of those
I'm going to get them right.
And we'll continue our trend of talking about relationships. Lies people tell you after they break up.
Oh, well. That's,
prepare yourself for disappointment. It's coming your way.
Oh, yeah.
Head to our website at freakaccident.com. Click connect on the menu bar. You'll find links to us on social media where the show continues all the time. Come and interact with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
You can also send us an email, freaks@freakaccident.com. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a good review. And you'll help us climb the charts in popularity. You can also subscribe on Google Play Music or wherever podcasts are downloaded to get us automatically delivered to you each and every week. Thank you for taking the time to listen this time. We will be back next week with some newness for you. For A Freak Accident, I am Crisco.
I am Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
Stop smiling! Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.